Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 22nd day of October 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. We're glad you're with us, and don't forget tomorrow being Thursday. Prayerfully, we'll be in the office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 to take your phone calls, take orders, donations. Talk a while, whatever you want to do. Tomorrow's Thursday is our chance to visit. And please, some of y'all, I think a little bit bashful, a little shy. Don't be shy about calling me, please. If you spend a few days with me, you know I'm just as common as an old shoe. I'm nothing special at all. Just a servant, just as you are. If you will call tomorrow and ask any question about the scripture or you want prayer or whatever, call us tomorrow. If you want to place an order, call us tomorrow. And you, if you don't have long distance, just call our toll-free number. That's simple. 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, it will save us some money, folks, honestly. If you call 304-846-4448, 304-846-4448, please call tomorrow between 9 and 4. We'd love to talk to you, and I seriously mean that. So we're here tomorrow. That's what we're here for. And I want to thank you, while I'm thinking of it, for the prayers y'all put up, the folks we ask you to pray for. I got a phone call from Peggy Priest to ask y'all Monday night to pray for. She went into surgery to get a lump out of her breast. They got the lump out, took out a couple of lymph nodes. Everything looks really good. They won't have any real results to get the test results back. But thank y'all for the prayer for Peggy. She came through the surgery just fine. And thanks for that. And I asked y'all a prayer for David Dooley, the daddy of a good friend of mine. And his test results, he's 84 years old. He has some problem with his heart, but nothing don't think they can fix pretty much by medicine and watching him. So thank y'all for prayers on that. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for the prayers from my grandson Dylan and Ryan. Ryan's doing very well. Dylan is healing still, going through some surgeries. He'll have scars the rest of his life, folks. But thanks to y'all's prayers and God's helping hand, he's almost completely well enough to do whatever he wants to do. Thank you for that. And my brother, Dick Richard, is so much better. At least right now he's pain-free. He lost about 5 inches in height. 65% of his lung capacity has been hurt. They're trying to help him with that. But overall, he's 90% better than he was this time last year. Folks, thank y'all for your sincerity and caring for the people I ask you to pray for. And thank you for caring for my brother and my grandson. Thank you so much. And by the way, last night I mentioned about Audi, Walmart, Costco, Trader Joe's, and Winn-Dixie going to shut down for 24 hours. Not all of them necessarily, but some of them are shutting down for inventory done by, supposed to be government officials for maybe moving things around. Well, if you receive our Minuteman magazine online and an email blast, I sent you a follow-up today. It was 38 seconds long. It looks like Audi's going to shut down all 2,500 stores for 24 hours. Don't know the day yet. May happen as soon as tomorrow. I have no idea. But it's going to happen, apparently. I don't know all the details behind it. But if you don't receive our online magazine, Minuteman magazine, and the email blast for free, you're missing a truckload of information that you'll be able to use to help other people and show the truth. All you have to do to get it is call tomorrow and give me an email address or email me. It's a simple email. My email is easy. PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com. Send me email address. I'll get you on the list to receive a Minuteman magazine and also our email blast. It's totally free, folks. You want you to have, and I do mean that. I seriously do. But I want to cover those praise reports about prayer because tonight's program is going to be about, I pray, encouragement and uplift everybody there listening to the program. Now, if you're not a born-again believer, folks, the hope I'm going to offer tonight really doesn't apply to you. And I don't mean to come across in some kind of rude way. But unless you've been born again, now I mean literally born again by the Spirit, then you're not right. You're not ready to leave this world and see our Creator. I'm sorry, you're not. Your destination is a place you don't want to go. You don't have to go if you put your trust in Christ. But for those that are born again and trust Christ and trust in the Word of God and know what's coming and are prepared for spiritually, mentally, and physically as best you can be, and that know that the grace of Christ will keep you through all temptations if you just trust Him, I want to give a praise report of what He's done in my life. I want to do something that's going to uplift you tonight. I'm going to read a few scriptures to you and play some songs for you. I want a church meeting tonight, a praise and worship tonight. And if you want to call tonight and share a blessing, a praise report, or even a prayer request, I'm opening phone lines up almost immediately at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. If you want to call right now, get online, get in line there for a praise report, a prayer request. But let's tonight, let's look at the scripture. Let's keep our eyes on Christ. And thank Him for the blessings He's given us. Folks, every day I wake up in this world, I know it's a gift given to me. It is. It's a day that we should be glad and rejoice in. I know sometimes I get up with pains and aches. I do too. Folks, I'm 77 years old. I've got some aches and pains sometimes. But today is given me for a purpose. Maybe some of y'all are bedridden. You can't walk or you have problems in many different ways. But the day that you're allowed to live was a gift from our God for you to use for His glory and maybe to help somebody else along the way. I know it could get frustrated, disgusted, and disgusting. I know all this and discouraging. I'm only a man also. I'm flesh and blood just like you are. I fight the flesh every day. I have temptations. I really do. I have sometimes anger issues by what I see going on. But I've got to understand that this is not my home. We are just passing through. And I'm looking forward to the day that I'll be out of this world and be with Him in eternal paradise. And one day spend all the rest of the eternity in His new creation on a brand new earth. I'm going to read a scripture to you, and please listen to this because this is so beautiful. In Isaiah 26, please listen to this because we're facing really, really scary times. We are facing things that our founders, our forefathers, my mom and dad never dreamed would happen in America. I mean, none of them could have ever dreamed in their wildest imagination that we'd have transgenders and boys and girls trying to change sexes and perversions everywhere and murders and governments doing what they're doing to our country today. And I mean, they could never imagine that. But Psalms 9:17 is true. People that forget God and nations that forget God are turned into hell. That's in the Bible and it's happening. So yeah, we need these verses more than they even did. We're seeing things in the way of insanity and amazement and I don't know what the astonishment of things around that sometimes almost makes it hard to comprehend. But remember, I did a teaching a while back, and I did a Bible study about Peter walking on the water. Peter got out of that boat, looked at Christ, and walked towards him. And he walked on the water just like Christ himself was and did. He did just fine. He took his eyes off Christ and looked at the waves on the water. I mean, that'd be scary. I've never been out on a big ship. But those waves sometimes can be 15, 20 foot high and higher. He walked on the water just fine until he took his eyes off Christ and looked on the problems around him, and he started to sink. Thank God he knew who to cry out to. He said, "Lord, save me," and he did. But we can walk on the water, so to speak, if we keep our eyes on Christ. And if we get up path a little bit, repent, ask for help, and go back to following him. But in Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Let that sink in. So, Jeremiah 17:5 says, "Cursed be man, put his trust in man." Here it says, "He'll keep this in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon him, because he trusts in him." The next verse says, "Trust ye the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Now, I'm not promising you an old song. I can't remember who sung it now, but "I never promised you a rose garden." No, Christ didn't promise a rose garden. He promised victory through his grace and mercy. He promised us that. And a better home ahead to look forward to. I'm going to play some songs tonight, but keep in mind, I want you to listen. Tonight is your night to edify the body of Christ and glorify your Father in heaven and lift up the name of Jesus and who he is and what he's done for you personally. He's done so much for millions and millions and millions of people, but what has he done for you personally? He is a personal savior. He is a personal friend. He's a personal companion that will never leave you nor forsake you. Let's get the phone lines full of that. Let's play your first song tonight. And I believe I've never been this homesick before. I thank my dears. But Todd, if you don't mind, cue it up and play that, please. God on the Mountain. Excuse me. God on the Mountain, folks. Brother McKamey, you'll love this.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain.
Listen to the words.
You got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change. And
yes, they do.
You're down in the valley. Don't lose faith for
it. Amen.
You're never alone. For the God on the
Yes.
That's when faith is entertainment.
Hallelujah, folks. That song is, it's getting old. It's kind of an oldie but a goodie, but it sure is right on the money tonight as far as what the truth of the Word of God is. The God on the mountain is still God in the valley. And Pay McCamey, the lead singer of that song, passed away a couple of years ago. Had the privilege of meeting her at a concert we had right here in West Virginia. We had them come in and sing for us. Humble people that love the Lord and love to sing about his goodness and grace to all of us. But that song really kind of is what I need to hear once in a while, just to encourage myself and in that and know that he is God no matter what happens. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. There is a verse in the Bible my wife and I just read the other night. It comes from 2 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 12. Where the Apostle Paul was translated up to heaven, to the third heaven, and he called it paradise. And what did Jesus say to the thief on the cross? This day you'll be in paradise with me.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We don't have to be perfect to get to heaven. We just have to love Jesus. We have to love the Lord.
Just have to be forgiven. That's all right. Just have to be forgiven.
Oh, forgiveness is the best thing, too. I like that. It brings peace in your life. But just to be forgiven, love the Lord, and trust in him, believe what he's done for us, to walk in his righteousness and his holiness. And folks, it's not easy to do that, but we can do it. We just got to make a bunch of blunders on the way. But we can do it because he's such a forgiving God.
Amen.
And that's what I love about Jesus, Butch. I mean, he's just so caring. He says that we overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We feared not our lives unto the death. That's a beautiful promise. And what I really love about the Lord, as long as I'm willing to do his will and meet him halfway, he's willing to go all the way with me.
Amen. Amen.
You know, what entity in the world will do that other than Jehovah Yahweh, the living God?
I agree. Well, that's the whole idea. It's by grace we're saved. And if we love him, we'll do our best in serving. It's like being married. I'm not half married. I've been married, wholly married, for 54 years, been faithful to one woman, not a perfect husband, no more than a perfect Christian. But we're still together because we love each other. That's why he's walking with Christ. He is our Savior, our Lord, and our Master and our Keeper. Love him. That's always asking. And try to do our best to serve him. And he takes care of the rest. That's where grace comes in. Anything else, Joe?
He says to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, and soul.
And strength.
And that's what's the important thing. And I will say this. For those who don't believe in Jesus Christ, I hope you turn to Jesus. Try to walk in our footsteps. It's not easy. This is the closest to heaven you'll get. But those who believe in Jesus Christ and truly work in his righteousness and walk in his love, this is as close as the hell we'll ever get.
Amen.
And there's no other way to put it. I love to see everybody come to Jesus. I love to see everybody come for deliverance, to kick out the devils. And people, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, and you know you're being tormented by devils, give me a call. I have a website, latm.us. Go to my website and give me a call. My phone number's there. What's important, just, you know, Christ Jesus, I can't explain it. He's indescribable.
No,
But yet he loved us enough to die for our sins.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Joe, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And folks, the line's open for more praise reports, prayer requests. But I know we have the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Number to call is 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. The phone line's open. And if you want to call and give glory to God tonight, I hope you will. I don't care if you're a first-time caller. You called 50 times before, 100 times before. I don't care. If you haven't called in for a long time, you're out there, I want to hear from you tonight. Tonight's your chance to praise our Father in heaven. You know, in Isaiah also, the book of Isaiah, in chapter 40, it says this in verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That doesn't mean it's an easy path, folks, but it means victory is ours through Jesus Christ. There's an old song I used to sing years ago. Maybe I should have lined up for a night, but I didn't. Called Victory in Jesus, My Savior Forever. He sought me and he bought me. Folks, these are the promises given to Christians, the born-again believers. And if you're not a Christian tonight, I know for sure you're living in the same world I am. And whether you live in America or not, you live in situations where you are. We get people, folks, that don't listen to us in Russia and France and all over the world. I can't name all the countries that we're listed in. I can't even begin to remember them all. But we all live in a world of heartaches and trouble. We all live in a world sometimes of sickness and pain and death and tears. But the victory is ours in Jesus, because this is not the end for us. This is not even the beginning for us. There is no beginning and end for those that love Christ. Eternity doesn't have beginning and ending. It just goes on and on and on. There's no way. The day you come, the day you walk into Christ, ask him to forgive you, eternal life abides in you. You can count on that through grace to Jesus Christ and the price he paid on Calvary. I don't understand why. This is not a difficult way to walk as far as understanding how salvation works. It's really simple. Christ paid what we couldn't pay on the cross. He suffered and died for me. He shed his blood on the cross for Pastor Butch Paul, a man that went through things and done things in his life he's totally ashamed of. And I mean totally ashamed of. I've done things, folks, I don't even want to think about. And I am ashamed of them. But that doesn't mean they haven't been forgiven. And thank God they've been forgiven. That's the hope I have. That's the rest I have. That's the trust I have, that I've been forgiven and cleansed by the blood of Christ. I walk in his grace, not in perfection. I'm not perfect, but I strive to be. I want to be holy as he is holy, because he loved me and died for me. He will not leave us nor forsake us, folks. Let's go to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. I want to thank God today in the bank. We were having a discussion about God in the bank.
Amen. Amen.
The three customers were in there. They were starting in on Trump tearing the White House down. And I said, you know, he's not the only one that's ever changed the White House or done things for the White House. You know, Kennedy put in a pool. Truman remodeled the whole thing You know, get all that work in there. It's not what they do to the building, it's the country. I said, we don't look at people as people. We look at people as labels. This one's a Republican, this one's a Democrat, this one's, you know, this or that. We don't look at the person.
True.
We stop.
True.
And we need to get back to that. So we had a big discussion today on God and how he would forgive us anything. But that doesn't mean we can go and do it again.
No. No, Christ told the woman who's caught in adultery, go and sin no more. I mean, yeah. You know, don't do it again.
Yeah. And they're misusing that now. And so we had a great discussion. You know, the ladies were going to come to my church. And I was going to tune in to Pastor Butch.
All right.
He's been talking about this for 30 years. So we had a very good discussion. And then I turn around and I get to the meat store. They sell buffalo. They raise them, grow them themselves, and then they package and sell them.
Okay.
And we get into another spiritual discussion again.
Amen.
Twice in one day, Pastor, and I think that's just wonderful. It is wonderful.
Some people are still searching for truth, and we should be carrying the truth inside us all the time.
But as a note, all of these people were older people.
Yes.
And they all say the same thing. I wish we could go back to the way things were when we were younger.
Yes. Yes, I understand that. I do.
But we can't do that. We're not allowed to do that.
No,
we let it get out of hand. So we just ask God to stay with us and bless us until, he calls us home.
Amen. I figure tonight, Janice, these lines will fill up and stay full with people just waiting to get in to praise God. So far, you and Joe's all's called. And I'm amazed that, I really am. I'm amazed that people aren't just chomping at the bit to get in and say, I love God, He's blessed me. And they're not. I don't understand it.
Even if all you do is wake up in the morning.
Amen.
That's a blessing.
Amen. It is a blessing.
It's a blessing. With all this stuff that is going on, God is still blessing us.
He is. And He's still God. He's still on the throne.
Yeah. We all have our problems, our little worries and all, and what's going to happen. But you got to let that go and just go, rely on God.
The waves are around us. It's like Peter. Keep your eye on Christ. We won't sink.
That's right.
That's it.
Promised us he will stay with us through it all.
Yes, he did.
It won't be easy. It won't be easy, but he'll stay with us and protect us through it all.
That's what he said, and I trust him for that. All right, we're going to go to break, Jen. Anything else you want to say?
No, I think that's it. Everybody call in. We're not judging you. We've done bad things. We've all done bad things.
We all done things the same, though. That's why we need a Savior. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you, Jan. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. And folks, some people say, some people call in too much. No, they don't. Nobody else is calling in. Why shouldn't they call in and share their testimony or their information? I mean, this is not a closed line program. You want to call in, you can call in. The lines are open. If you don't call in, there's nothing to do about it. The lines are open, and I'm not going to let it really bother me because I love the Lord, and I want to share tonight my blessings. We're going to go to break in a minute. After the break, I'm going to play another song for you. I hope you're going to enjoy it, folks. I really do, but we're going to do our best to worship Christ tonight and thank Him for the blessings and hope we have in Him that the world cannot take away because they didn't give it to us. Back at the break.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back, and we're going to play another song for you. Then I got another call waiting online. We're going to talk to Don in Arizona. A really sweetheart. She's really a sweetheart. Don't know how Gary got her, but I guess just a blessed guy. But nonetheless, we'll play another song for you that I really like. And Donna, this is for you too. I've never been this homesick before.
There's a light in the window, the table spread in splendor. Standing by the open door, I can see a crystal river, and I must be near forever.
Amen.
Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine, it's just about home. The Father standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. And Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Can see the family gather, sweet faces all familiar. No one's old or feeble anymore.
Amen.
This old lonesome heart is crying. Think I'll spread my wings, start flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Just about home time, and I can see the Father standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness.
the Father standing at the door.
Hallelujah. Oh, man, what a beautiful song. Praise God. I watched my mom and dad go on be with the Lord. I watched my in-laws go on be with the Lord. My other family members go be with the Lord. Lost my best friend in grade school about a week ago. He's about a year older than me. And he was ready to leave. The preacher's pastor said he was ready to go. So I am so thrilled to know that one day I'll see these people again. I really will. I really will. And Donna, are you there? Are you there, Donna? There you are.
Yes. There's an echo in my phone.
That's probably come through Gary's head.
I just want to praise God for you and your ministry and all the precious souls that work with you. And that have blessed our lives, Gary and my life, for so many years. And you've encouraged us. You've lifted us up. You've, prayed for us. I can't thank God enough for you and your ministry. And
well,
I know there's
so
times that it's really rough for you and your precious bride and, but you have stayed the course and you're going to finish the race.
By grace of God, I'm going to. Yes.
Well, I found out, praise God. Of course, I already knew this. I went back to the, we haven't had a cancer doctor here for a while since May. And so I went back and had my blood drawn and all of that, and he says I'm in remission, which
amen.
I knew that I was because of that wonderful tea that I drink, the Tebow tea, and God has touched me, and I am in remission. Actually, I think I don't have any cancer at all, but I'm 82 years old, and some days I feel it, and
yes,
some days
yes.
I don't, yeah. And I always, as always, I want to ask for prayer for Gary. He's still suffering with a lot of pain. I want to thank God for Jan and for Sandy Early, who we correspond with. And for Daryl Eberhardt, who contacts Gary a lot, and so for our brothers and sisters in Christ out there that listen, just praise God for you. And things are going to get bad, and just keep holding on to the truth. The Word of God is true, and He loves you so much that He gave His life for you. And so please,
amen.
You know, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what follows in this horrible world that we're living in right now.
Well, you know, this is...
So that's...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sweetheart. Go ahead.
No. That's what I want to say
that the things in the world can get really rough. No doubt about it. They really can, mm-hmm. Donna. When you don't feel well in body, and you sometimes we all get discouraged. Even Christ did. He went to the wilderness and prayed. And even prayed to the Father in the garden. Father, if it's possible, I don't want to go to the cross. I don't want to do it. If it's any other way, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And that was a sample for all of us. I don't like what sometimes goes through in this earth. I don't like it. I'm in a body too, Donnie, and I have aches and pains And I get sick. I don't feel well. Christ was whipped and mocked and ridiculed. He felt every lash. He felt all the pain. Yeah, he did it for you and me. So why? I mean, I don't want to murmur and complain because he's done too much for me already. You agree with that?
Yes, I do agree.
Anything else you want to add to it? Anything else you want to say, sweetheart? You speak up. Anything else you want to say?
No, that's about it. I just want to thank, in our prayer, we always thank God for you and your staff and Phil everybody. You know, Jill and Kelly and for the whole group. And you know, you folks have really kept us going. You know, we're here by ourselves, and we fellowship with people, but we don't go to church because this is our church. This is our church family. Yeah.
Well, we are family. We are family. We truly are.
Yeah.
We're family. It's sad. He is. I just wish we were a bit closer together. So we get together once in a while, but God is where he wants us. We just walk together in Christ. That's all.
Anything else? Nope. Anything else?
Well, thanks for calling, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Love you.
Okay. I love you too.
Okay, honey. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. You know, by the way, I got to say this. This has been a while back, but I got in trouble for calling somebody honey on the radio, like I just did Donna, honey or whatever, and that, and they thought it was kind of odd. But maybe it's somewhat of a Southern thing. I mean, honey, sweetheart, darling. To me, that's a term of endearment for brothers and sisters in Christ. I call brother a brother. That's, you know, and what can I say? That's who I am. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom Quinney, and welcome.
Pastor, that sweet lady that you just got off the phone with stole my thunder, but more power to her. back in 2007 and 2008 or so, I was listening to people like John Hagee and Hal Lindsey. And on one show, Hal Lindsey, he had a television program that came on Friday nights, and he showed a picture of Gerald Celente. I've never seen the guy before, but he said, Gerald Celente predicts that in so many years, the United States will be a deindustrialized nation. So I started chasing Gerald Celente around YouTube, and the most interviews I could find of him, he was on with Alex Jones, and I started listening to those, and I was like, these guys really know what they're talking about the economy. And Alex would bring up something like 9/11 or something like that, and I just convinced myself, you can listen to it, but just cut out the nutsy stuff. And that's how I looked at it. Then I studied 9/11. Then I found out I was wrong in my perception of how the world works. And I was at that point, I was listening to Alex Jones, and he was on GCN, and so were you. And so I started looking around GCN for Christian presentations, and I found you and Chuck Baldwin. I think Chuck Baldwin, I don't know if he was on GCN, but I found him, and I fell in love with your presentation, your relaxed demeanor, and I've been with you ever since. There's been some times where I've been away, but for the most part, I've been keeping up with you ever since, and I want to lift praise to God for having you as a resource out there, because like the lady said, you are the church, you are our church, this community, and of course, you know, we have been so blessed that you are out there, and I just want to thank God and thank you for that.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. All praise to our Father. I'm only a servant, just as you are, Tom, and if I've earned respect, I appreciate that, but other than that, all praise to him, and thank you for being there for us and helping us. You helped pay the bills here. All that's important. Thank you for that. Thank you very much.
Well, you've obeyed the call. And as to support, I would beg the audience to please consider, if there's anything you can do, even $10, just send it in. Everything counts.
Yes, it does. It truly does.
And you used to be
a lady from Texas, was in a nursing home. She listened to the program every night, and she would send faithfully $5 a month. Now, I know, and I will tell you this, I miss the $5, not the $5 themselves, but I missed the heart of the lady that sent it. She was such a sweet, sweet blessing to us, and the faithfulness she had to Christ was unbelievable. So, yeah, we have family out there, Tom, that when they're going, I actually miss them. I really, truly do. I miss them.
Because we are family. I believe that your good deeds continue to reap blessings to you even after you go with the Lord.
They do.
Like, you know, the widow's mite, Jesus said she's put more in there than everybody else.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's true.
Think about how much money she's made since then for the kingdom. Because that somewhere along the way, thousands and thousands and thousands of times, the Holy Spirit has used that verse to move somebody towards Christ. And she gets a crown. She's probably got so many. She's probably the head accountant in heaven. She's so good with money because she was faithful.
That's the whole idea. It's not what you have or who you are. It's how much you love him and faithful to him. You know, you ask my wife, Marcia Jean, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, and I'm certainly not the richest man, the brightest man in the world. But you know, she loves me just for who I am, just like Christ does. Now, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, and that $5 each time you received that, I know you felt the love from it because you knew what that lady was doing.
I did. I certainly did.
Let me clear the lines, Pastor. God bless you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
What a good call. And lines are open, folks. 717-300-1698. Going to play one final song here we'll listen to. One of my favorite songs in the whole world. This gentleman is sung at Squire Parsons. Just passed away this past summer. He and I were the same age, as a matter of fact. But, you know, makes you look around and see people that your age or younger leaving this world. It makes you wonder when our turn's coming. The key thing is not to lay around and worry about death. Just put your trust in Christ and know you're ready. That's the key. That's the key for everything. Knowing you're ready to leave this world and go to the place that this song talks about in Beulah Land. Listen to the words, please.
Homesick for that country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbye will there be spoken. Oh, but
Hallelujah.
Anymore. It's you, the Lamb.
Hallelujah. Oh, what a beautiful song. What a beautiful thought. One day. Hallelujah. Let's go talk to Donna's other half in Arizona. Let's talk to Gary. Gary, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, Butch. You know, I was out in the kitchen, and I heard this sweet woman come on the radio and start talking about me and you and Daryl Everhart and all these wonderful people, and I didn't know it was my wife that called in.
Yep, it was.
And I'm gonna tell you, Butch, why God blessed me with a beautiful woman to the one I have. Who puts up with me, and that's a very, very rugged thing to do, to put up with me. But she does.
I don't doubt that at all.
I expected something like that to come out of your mouth. You know, because we've been together so long, you actually know me.
there are some people that don't know.
Yeah, there's some people that don't know me like you know me.
I won't tell them. All you folks listening, disregard that. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. But anyway, don't steal my thunder here, Butch. You know. But anyway, so we're like I said, I've been with you for a long time, and Donna's been with me every step of the way, and everything that I do, and even when I mess up, you know, she's there to straighten it up for me. And so, amen. God bless me with a woman that I'll never, ever, ever, ever give up. And I'm just so glad that she called in and mentioned all the wonderful names that she did and all the wonderful people there. And we appreciate not only you, but everyone who calls in, too. And,
amen.
Because we learn from each other. And God's blessed us with that and blessed us with your show. And so, I pray very, very much for your wife, for Phil and his wife, and everybody, we all have problems. My health is very, very bad right now. But I got a call from Created Equal today. I've been with them for a long, long time, and they just blessed the socks right off of me, and I walked around barefooted all afternoon. Have a good day.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks for the call. You know, I don't know what I can add to this. I know there are lots more listening. And the phone line, we still have time for a call if you want to hurry, at 717-300-1698. But if you don't want to call, that's fine. I understand some of y'all are just real shy. You don't have to be around me or anybody else, but that's okay. The people that I've got to meet because of this little radio show that's been going on for almost 33 years. I don't know yet too many a talk show host that made it that far. If somebody else does know somebody, let me know. I don't know me too many, but I made it that far that long on the radio. Especially someone just going on the radio for a couple months until the first donation quit, then I was going to be off the radio. And I tried to quit at least two, maybe three times. I went off there and the Lord said, no, not yet. And open up more doors, get back on the radio and open up more stations and more ways for people to listen. So all I can pray is, Father, thy will be done, not mine. But I have to admit sometimes, folks, I'm only a man. I can get wore out. I really can. I get tired in every way possible, physically, mentally, spiritually sometimes too. But I got a well that I drink from. I drink from the water of life given to me through my Savior, Jesus Christ. I drink from that well when I get thirsty, as a woman at the well did. And that water quenches my thirst and sustains me through whatever's going on. You see, because I know this is not the end. This is not my home forever. This is only temporary. If my lovers go home before I do, I'll miss them with a broken heart. But I know I'll see them again one day, because if they're walking in Christ, they have the same promises I do. If you're out there at night and you're stuck in something, I don't care, maybe drugs or booze or homosexuality or pornography or whatever it may be. If you're stuck in it, and folks, please believe me, we all go through things and be tempted. Even Christians sometimes fall back and have to repent and come back. That's just part of being in this body and flesh. If you're stuck in it and you can't get out of this, you're stuck in it, what you think is something you can't get out of, I promise you, I know someone who can deliver you. I knew someone who could get rid of the devils in you and make you whole again, that can forgive all of your sins. I don't care what they may be. Murder, rape, incest, drunkenness, drugs. I don't care what it is. I know someone that is willing and able to forgive you. This person I'm talking about, this man named Jesus, died on a cross for you 2,000 years ago and rose from the dead on the third day to give you hope of eternal life with him. He paid for your sins. Don't carry those burdens around any longer. Come and dump them off at the cross. If you have any questions tomorrow about this, call me, please. Don't put it off. No one's promised the next heartbeat. Call me. I'd love to talk to you. I truly would. But you can receive Christ right now. Just ask him to forgive you. Just ask to be forgiven in the name of Jesus and confess your sins before him. Ask him to forgive you and come into your heart and live with you. He'll do that. Right now he'll do that. You don't have to wait till you do better. You can't do well enough to earn it. It's a gift. You are saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves. Not of works, lest any man should boast. You're saved by grace through faith in what I've told you. It's a gift. Please don't go on in life being drugged down and tore down. Now, I'm not going to say that when you're saved, all of a sudden you're going to be living in a better home and have more money. I'm not saying that. But the burden you're carrying around that keeps you down and depressed doesn't have to be on you any longer. Sorry, I couldn't quite hear you. Doesn't have to be on you any longer. Understand that. You've been saved by grace through faith. Let Christ have it. Let him take that from you. Understand that he is here for you, just like he was for me and is for me. Call us in office tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We want to hear from you. I mean that with all my heart. I love you all in Christ our Lord. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.